Vayter in Shas. We are in Daf Chav Ches, picking up on Chav Zayin Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. 11 lines up. First one in line is Esvei. Now, we mentioned Rav Yochanan yesterday. He said that let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, Rachel and Leah. And then Reuven and Shimon die. And now they fall before Levi to do Yibum. Don't forget, Rachel and Leah, they're sisters. So now we have a problem of Achos Zekukaso. So now what's the din? So Rabbi Yochanan said that let's say you have that Reuven dies. So now Rachel falls for him. He can go and do Yibum. But if he didn't do it yet, and then in the meantime, Leah now comes before him because Shimon dies, then what's the deal? Then Levi, at that stage, is stuck. Can't do to either of them. But if now the second one that fell to him, Leah, comes and dies, Levi can take Rachel, but not vice versa. Can't be now if the first one dies that he can take Leah. Why? Because the Yavama that can't be taken at the time she falls to Yibum is classified as Eshes Achin Aser forever. And since she fell to her, since Leah fell to her at the time that Rachel was already there, now we have a problem of Achos Zekukaso, and therefore it can't be good. But Rachel felt him, that was Mutter. It became Aser once Leah felt her, and now Leah dies, and now it's back in business. Now the Gemara asked a question on Rav Yochanan from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah said, Esve, Rav Yossi, Bar Chanina, Rav Yochanan. Now, those names you just heard right now are going to go on for the next, towards almost the bottom of Chav Ches, Amud Aleph. The question is going to be on Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is going to answer it. And then the Gemara is going to go through a series of back and forth. Well, why did Rav Yochanan answer that? Why didn't he answer something else? We're going to say, this is why he didn't. But why not this? This is why he didn't. Why not this? This is why he didn't. And it's going to finish off with, and that's why Rav Yochanan answered the original way that he answered. So now, Esvei Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan. Arba Achin, what about the case of our Mishnah? Look, our mission just said, we said that in the Chafav, said that if you have four brothers, Shnai Mehen, Nusun Shtechayas, two of them are married to two sisters. So you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Umesu, Hanisuin, Esachayas, and those two that are married to sisters died. Harielu, Choltzos, Volumis, Yabos. They do Chalitza, and they don't do Yibam. Famai? I don't understand. Why can't they do Yibam? Why don't we just say that? Liku, Chadminai, Lachlos, La, Lashnia. Let one of the brothers do Chalitza to the second one. And then the first one will be Ki Yavama Shahutra, like the Yavama. The first one that fell was fine, was Yavama, that was Mutter. Vinesar, then became Aser. Vukhazrahutra became Mutter again. Tachsel het Teira Rishon, it should go back to the original Heter. What are you going to say to that? According to you, that should be okay, but this mission just seems to be against you. Marlay says back to him, Achayo Senio Dea Mishanan. I don't know who taught that Mishnah. Doesn't make any sense. In other words, doesn't even exist. Says Rashi, Klomer, Zu Eino Mishnah. So I can say Mishnah. Therefore, get rid of it. Leave me alone, and I'm good. Now for Klomer, why did he answer that? Valei Malay, why didn't he just answer? My Choltzos Nami Tekani says, nah, you misunderstood. What does it mean in the Mishnah? It says Choltzos. It means Choltzos Chado. That's what it means. Do Chalitza to the second one. And then you can do you in the first one. Says Zagmar, what do you mean? How could you say that? There's no way he could have said that because Choltzos Katani, which is a Lashon Rabbim, therefore it means you do Chalitza on both of them. He says, okay, but Vilema, let him just say back, no, my Choltzos, what do you mean? It says Choltzos, like we said the other day, it means Choltzos to Alma. It means just generally, it didn't mean specifically two, it meant Chalitza, do Chalitza, Choltzos, like do Chalitza. He says, no, Are Elu Katani, but then it just says Elu Choltzos, which means particular, both of them should do Chalitza. So therefore, that's why he said this Mishnah is not a good Mishnah. It didn't say, well, why? Maybe what it means is what you thought it just means. In fact, the Gemara understand. Valema de chalitz le rishona bereisha. Why don't we just say that the case of the Mishnah was talking about where they already did chalitz on the first one, and that's why, because of a chos chalitza, so you're not able to do it to the second one, you'd have to do chalitza on the second one. There's no more yibum. But really, he's not arguing with the Mishnah says, Gemara, what do you mean? Choltzos, turn the page. Choltzos lechatchila katani. It says choltzos, which is loshen of chatchila. Says Rashi, what that means is, mash beklomer ein kan takanacher. There is no other way ever to do it. You'd have to do chalitza entirely. I, Valemale, wanted you to say back that that the Mishnah really is just a gezera that one may come to do chalitza on the first and yibam on the second. But as Rashi explains, if chalitza was done on the second, Then Yibam is allowed in the first, right? So Valei Malei Gezerah, the whole thing is Gezerah, because then we'll call them Bechalitza Rishon Bereisha, and that's what's going to end up happening. It says, Na Valom Misyab Mos Katani. It says, nice try, but that don't work neither. You know why? Because the pasuk says, because the Mishnah says, for lo misyabnos, there's no din of yibum at all. But that's why he didn't say that. They rejected it outright. Okay, so let's try again. Right, the lekad din yibum hacha klal. Valemali, why did you say back to him gezira shamayamos? Why did you say that maybe we're in a case of that maybe one of them is going to die? Just say that the Mishnah is a gezira, that one of the two remaining brothers will do yibum, and in the meantime the other brother will die, leaving the other shamayos yavam with nothing. And it's aser levatel mitzvos yavamin. Maybe that's what's going on over here. For aser levatel mitzvos yavamin. Says Rav Yochanan lo chayes lemisa. Rav Yochanan lemisa lo chayes. Rav Yochanan is not. He doesn't hold that as an issue that he thinks it's going to happen. He says okay. Valemalei. Why doesn't Rav Yochanan just say back again to Rav Yitzchak Chanina? Rabbi Eliezer here with such a two. Just say that the Mishnah is in the world of Rabbi Eliezer says that once there's a moment of iser. Even if it was a moment of Heter first, there's a moment of Isser, and there ain't no going back, right? The Dhamma Kim to Amda Love Shah Achas be Isser, Nesar Love Allah, Mr. Totally done. Says, no, me the Sefer Rabbi Eliezer, Risha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. The fact that the Sefer is Rabbi Eliezer, the Risha isn't Rabbi Eliezer, so you can't say that. And that's why he said again, I don't doubt this Mishnah, it's done, it doesn't exist, leave me alone. Venemele says, hold on, but why don't you say back, the Nafal Babas Achas, Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Dhamma Efshel Tzamtzim, why don't we say that the Mishnah is that Reuven and Shimon died simultaneously. It's a throwback to Daf Yotes. And it's what Rav Yosef Glid, who says that Efshir Letzamtzim, that you can, these things can happen, that happen exactly, so therefore neither can be taken in Yibam. But in a normal successive case, one died in the other one, then Chalitz on the second one, and then Yibam on the first one. Why didn't you just say that that's what's going on over here? It says, nah, that wouldn't happen, because Lo Sam Lantana, Rav Yosef Glid, this is a Stamtana, and it wouldn't happen, because Rav Yosef Glid is never a Stamtana, so it can't be that it's him. All right, and that's why again he said, I don't know this Mishnah. Okay, but Vilei Malay, this is I think number 7 on the list. Vilei Malay, the Lo Yadina and Hey Nafil Bereisha. Then why don't we just say that the Mishnah is dealing with the case that we don't know which one of them died first? Right, so since we don't know who was the first, Shomer Shavim or second is, therefore Chalitza on both, and that's just not the case we're dealing with in the Mishnah. Just no Ihachi, if that would be the case, then Hainu de Katani Kadmu Vikansu Yotziu. Bish Lama Rishona Aminu Le Man Sharilach El Shnia Amar Chavrai Shnia Yibim Ano Rishona Miabim. Says that since the Mishnah discusses a case of a kadmu v'kansu where they just got up and they got married, that they have to go do divorce. Why? If we don't know which was the first one, which was the second, right? Then we don't know who broke the rule first, and we would need to be yotzi. Right? Then the first one have to do it, but the second one can say that maybe it's the other one. That the first one. Now it's mutter for me because the other one, the chalitza. The fact that we don't say that, rather both must be otziu, shows you that even when you know who's the first one, and the hainu de kadamele achayos enyodea mishanan, the sister shtickle teyla, I don't know who taught that. Sorry. Done. Period. Now, new question. Quick intro. Rav Yochanan said that if you have a case of where the woman was mutter, so you have the Rachel falls, right? So you have Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Levi's just sitting there. Reuben dies, and then Shimon dies. So Reuben lives over Rachel, Shimon lives over Leah. In the case of where Reuben falls over Rachel first, that was mutter for now Levi to take Rachel. But then then Leah ends up coming into the picture because Shimon dies. Now it becomes us to take Rachel, but then Leah dies, that it's going to be mutter, it's Yachzer to do it. Right, so we are good. It seemed from our Mishnah not like that. Let's take a look. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Let's say you have a case that Rachel is now falling to, but Levi, it falls to Levi's. Rachel turns out to be Levi's mother-in-law. Then what's it in? Then Leah is okay for Yibam. Oh, but let's go back to the case of four siblings. So Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So now Rachel ends up falling to Levi and Yehuda. Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. Leah is good, is okay for Yibam. But Yehuda can't have either and must do Chalitza. But if Rachel is first and then Leah, then just let Levi do Yibam on Leah. And then Yehuda can take Rachel. Because right? You know that Levi has no problem with Leah, and because of the fact that his mother-in-law is an heir to him, so he can't be with her, so therefore there's no Zkuka over there, and therefore he can go to marry her, and then Yehuda can take Rachel. Right? It's a case of Mutter. Then it became Aser, and then it became Mutter. Let's read it inside. So, Isachas bim asuralach iser erva aser ba umuter bachosa vasheni aser b'shneihem b'shteihem zakadaitin the nafal chamos tchila. So we thought the case is talking about with the mother in law falls first. So why is it that with Amai? Why is he say that both of them are going to be aser? Leku chasan liyabim hach the ene chamos v'reisha. Let it be that the one who's not the son in law should go ahead and marry Leah v'tahave. Sorry, the one that is the son-in-law, right? So we said Levi should go ahead and marry the one that's no shaykh is Leah. But to have a chamoso legabe idach. Kiyavam is a hutra v'nesev v'chazav v'hutra. Tachsel hetera harishon. Since Rachel died first, she becomes mutter to Yehuda, but then she becomes usher because of the next one that dies, who's a Leah, but then it becomes like a case of who's mutter, then it was usher, then it was mutter again. What are you going to do now, Rav Yochanan? Amar Papa, no, you said it was the mother-in-law fell first. Let's say the one that wasn't the mother-in-law that died first, Leah, who's also on both of them. So now, what ends up happening? She goes and she dies. She's born. Her husband dies. And then Rachel ends up dying. So even if Levi takes Leah, Rachel will remain Aser. So it's not a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so the question here, by the way, was the fact that we said the Mishnah is not a Mishnah according to Yochanan, but this is a Seifa of the Mishnah. So we're going to say, like, even the Seifa is not good. That also doesn't make sense. You're going to knock off everything. It's not considered worth anything. So that's what we say. Even the Seifa is not a Kashanam either. Okay, my friends, that was a wild, wild attack on Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan survived this onslaught. Now comes on the Gemara. Now went to the next part of the Mishnah that said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Beishame Omrim. Rabbi Eliezer says that really we see that the Zemachlokas Beishame had said that even after the fact, each brother can go ahead and they're allowed, if they go ahead and they married when they weren't supposed to, they're allowed to stay married. Basil says, no, they got to get divorced. Now we're going to see a number of different shittas about that. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Beishame Omrim. He says, no, you can stay married. Basil Omrim, they went against the law and they married these two sisters. You'll see they have to divorce them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yekaimu, they're allowed to stay with them. Abba Shol Omer, Kal Hoya Lahem LeBeis Hillel B'Davrezeh, that it was Beis Hillel who's makel by this, that says you're allowed to keep them. Shebe Shame Omrim, Yotziu, Beis Hillel Omrim, Yekaimu. Now, says the Gemara. Let's break it down. Rabbi Shimon, come on. Rabbi Shimon pops in. It's Beisham, Beis Hillel, and all of a sudden Rabbi Shimon. Who in the world is Rabbi Shimon in this conversation when you're talking about Beisham and Hillel? When he says they don't have to get divorced, who's he going like? Ike Beisham, which is like Beisham, Haini Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer said again, Beisham says mutter to keep him. Ike Beis Hillel, when he says Beis Hillel, Haini Abba Shal. Then that's Abba Shal. Rashi says, "V'ika b'shilal kamasid." I know Abishol. If he's coming to do it and say it like that, that's what Abishol says. "V'ha lekel lememer the time of the nafshik." He can't say he's his own shita in this conversation. The love of Puktayo, the Beisham b'shilal. He didn't live at the same time, so nice try. So he's going to hachigamar. Lo nechlu Beisham b'shilal, but over that he's saying they don't argue. Rather than mask him that they're allowed to go and stay married to each other. That's the shita that he's coming to add over here. The Beisham b'shilal are on the same page. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Hayis achas man. Let's see. One of them ends up being in Erva tomb. So again, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, and then they have Reuven Shimon die, and they leave over Rachel and Leah, but one of them ends up being his mother-in-law. Lamashal could be other examples also, let's say, being his mother-in-law. He can't take her, but he's allowed to take the other one because there's no Zakuka anymore. There's no sort of a bond because it was his mother-in-law that's in Erva to him. Okay, so now Frek the Gemara. Hatanina chadazimna. We already learned this, right? We had this earlier. Rashi's beper kitzad chosah shel erva, kishi yivim to ochol letzes. Mahainu nami aser ba umuter belchosa. Comes out with the same things. Chosah. So hatanina chadazimna. The chosah kishi yivim to your sister when it's your yivim to ochol letzes al misabemes. You either you end up do chalitza or yibam. Again, this is not coming from bias echad, because then, according to the way we learn the Mishnah, at least Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, we saw achos that Tsaris Erva is going to be mutter chayav, but Beis Hillel said that they're going to be off the hook. This is not talking about Tsaris Erva, this is talking about achos Erva. So what happens is it's coming from two different places. Reuven and Shimon die, and they leave over sisters. So if it ends up being that one of them that fell was the Erva, then it's mutter to go and take the sister and do Yibim over there. But why do I have to say that? Isn't this the same thing that we just said? It says Gemara Tzricha. We have to say both of them. You know why? I'll tell you why. De'iash me'inan. Because if we would have just brought Hassam over there, and that Mishnah happens to be talking about where there's only one brother, Mishum Daleka Lamigzai Mishum Sheni. There's no Gezerah coming up that you would have said that, oh no, if I allow this to happen, then the other brother's going to do Yibim in the case when they're not allowed to. right? But there is no one. There's only one brother over there, and that's why I would have thought that we wouldn't say in the case over here, Tuvin Shimon Levi Yehuda, that it's going to be mutter to do. But over here, Amish is talking about there's two brothers. Then we would need to write it because maybe there's a gezerah. Therefore, we need our mishnah, right? He can make some mishum sheni. Emalo, you would say that even the first brother is not allowed to do gibam. That's why I have to tell us that you can. V'yashmin and hachan. If we would have only brought our mishnah, which is talking about two brothers, then we would have said v'yashmin and hachan mishum deikasheni dekamochach, because there's a second one over here that isn't taking in gibam, right? So now there's a heker that a chos is a kukaso is aser. But over there, the lekashin, where there's no second brother, right? And maybe over there we'd say not to do yibum, so that no one comes to mater chosukaso. Therefore, tzricha in both mishnayis, right? And below tzricha, you have to bring both of them. Okay, next one, the Mishnah said that let's say iser mitzvah, if you have one of them, is going to be one of the coming to him is an iser mitzvah, or it was an iser kedusha. Then you have to do chalitza, but you're not allowed to do yibam. Says the Gemara, "Hanami Tanino, you also learned this in our Mishnah on Daf Chav." Beep, turn the page. Chav Chesam Abayis. It's a mitzvah, iser kedusha, choletzes vilam isabemis. Let's say you have one of the avamas that comes that falls. It's going to be iser mitzvah, i.e., is a shnios, right? It's a derabanan tika thing, or an iser kedusha. It's daraisa, but it's not an erva, not considered an erva. Then choletzes vilam isabemis. You do chalitza and you don't do yibam. Says Rashi, im achas mehen, im hoisa ha'achas asura ala echad, iser mitzvah. One of them was because it's a mitzvah. Einu mutzah bechosa. You're not allowed to be with the sister. Hol vihimi daraisa rami kamei. They both fell to their rim doraisa. Have idach achos kukaso ends up being a drabanan to get zika of ken of achos kukaso. Helkach bal chalitza. Therefore, you have to go and you have to do chalitza. Remember, going back to that sugya that we said that even if it's usher for him to be with her because of right, because of iser kedusha, still it should be yibam, should work because midaraisa, I say it's going to be docha alosa, I say. So really, only midarabanan just to go ahead and do chalitza. This is what the Gemara said on Chafam Abayis. So what's pshat? The only case that's going to be not like that is if you have an almana that comes to a kohen gadol, an almana from nisuin, because now it's not just an elos asay, it's an asay and elos asay, and an asay of yibam is not docha the asay and los asay of the kohen gadol taking. So now the Gemara still says, why is it we have to go and say this mishnah? It says no, hasam iser mitzvah luchuda, hacha iser mitzvah ve'achosa. The case that we brought over there in Daf Chaf was talking about a case where it's an Isser Mitzvah that falls by yourself, an Isser Mitzvah, let's say, Sheini, Shnios, then what's the case? So you're not going to take Yibam. But Hach over here, it's telling the Mitzvah, it's an Isser Mitzvah and Achosa, and her sister. Right? The Rashi says, Shenafalo Mishnei Achin, Da Achosa, Lo Miyabma, De Lo Tema, Uki Isser Mitzvah, B'makom Erva, V'tisya B'machosa, V'lo Tahavika Achos Kukaso. As the Gemara now spells out, Tzakatay Techamina, Lekim Iser Mitzvah, Kom Iser Erva, V'tisyabim, Kamash Melon, that it's going to be Aser. Let the Iser Mitzvah take over and stand in place of the Iser Erva, and then the sister is not considered like she's Zakuk, and then you can actually go and do Yibam. Kamash Melon, not like that. Now, what in the world does that mean? V'tisyabim. You're going to think that this sister was going to be Iser Mitzvah, should do Yibam? Kimi de Maraisa, Ramya Kamei, Kapagabachos Kukaso. Since me de Maraisa, both of them fall to this person, now you're going to be over the Isser of Achos Kukaso. So how could you say you can go and take that? There's Gemara, no. Sakadat Achamina, Misham Mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Kamash Malan. Don't forget the fact that this whole concept of Achos Kukaso is Midarabanon. Midarabanon, they can go and change their Rabbanon if they want to go and change their Rabbanon. So now Shnias is also their Rabbanon. So Sakadat Achamina would have thought that the Misham Mitzvah of the Rabbanon, because of the fact that there's a mitzvah to do yibam, so they went and they said that the zakuka iser is going to be taken away when there's an iser mitzvah, which is a snias, becomes like, we'll call that like an erva, and therefore it's going to be like aser. Kamash Malan comes to tell you that that is not the case. Even so, it is going to be aser. Okay, next part of the mission, we said, Haisa achas mehen. If you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon died, you have Rachel and Leah left over. You have, now, Rachel ends up being the mother-in-law of Levi, and Leah ends up being the mother-in-law of Yehuda. So now each one of them have an erva, so they can swap, and Rachel can go to Yehuda, and Leah can go to Levi. Why do you need to come and tell me that? Hainu ach, this is exactly what we just said right before. Mali l'chad, mali l'tre. What do I care if it's only one of them is the erva to the other one, or the other ones, if you have both of them end up being it, what does it change? It says, if you just would have brought up the case that there's only one of the sisters in the erva to one of the brothers, then I would have said, you know why you're allowed to go and take the other one? Because it's the second one who's being mochach, that we know that he's not going to go, it's an issur to go take a chos as a kukukaso. In this case, there's no second one, then I would say that you're not allowed to do that because of a gezerah. V'yashmin ha'chad, if we have said over here, then Adarav would have said, tarvayu mucha adadi. Both of them be muchach on the other one to show that both of them are not a case of a chos kukaso. Because we see that each one can only marry the particular sister, and ends up being clear to us that the other one is an erva, and the one that he ends up taking is not the zakuka. But in the other case, we don't have each one knocking it off. Lo, tzricha, therefore, I need to bring up both cases. Next part of the Mishnah said, Zuhi sha'amru achosa kishi yivimta ocho letzisom yisabemis, and that is the case it's talking about, that her sister, when she is her erva's sister, when she comes up to be a yivama that comes alongside her, then you're allowed to do chalitza or you're allowed to do yibam. Says Gemara, zu hi lemeute mai. What does it mean when he says this is the case? What's that coming to be mamayit? Lemeute isur mitzvah lezeh veisur mitzvah lezeh. It's coming to be mamayit the case. Let's say both of them are shnios, which is only a derabanan dika shtickle. In that case, don't think you're allowed to do yibam. You only are allowed to do chalitza. Frak the Gemara again, Hosu Lamali, why didn't you tell me that? Hainu Haka ends up being the same case we brought before when it's only one of them ended up being a case. Mali lechad, mali l'tre. Why should it then be any different if it's one or if it's two of them? Says the Gemara, Maudatayim. I'll tell you why, because I would have thought that maybe kilo aminin oki iser mitzvah b'mkom iser erva. When is it that kilo aminin, when is it that we don't say that let the Isser Mitzvah, right, go in place of an Isser Erva? That's Hechad the Ikalim Ixer Mishim Shein. It's only if you have a Gezer because there's a second one going on over there. But Hechad the Lekalim Ixer Mishim Shein, but there's no Gezer because of a second one. Amen. I would have said, Lahayu Kimne Isser Mitzvah, Makom Isser Erva. Let me go ahead and I'll actually go put the Isser Mitzvah in front of Isser Erva. And therefore, Lahayu Kimna Isser Mitzvah, Makom Isser Erva. Liadmu, and let them each one. And they can then go and do Yibam. Kamash Shalom comes to tell you that even in that case, you're not allowed to do Yibam. Okay, now the next Gemara is going to bring us back to the Daf Tes, Daf Yud, which was a bit of a doozy. But let's try to chazer the Gemara that we saw earlier. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav. Rav Chista comes along and he says in the name of Rav. We've pretty much closed up the chapter explaining our Mishnah over here, and now we're going to see some sort of comparative research, okay? And we're going to see, we saw this way earlier when we came to Chav Ches, now we're finally here, Chav Ches Mabez. So we're going to now try to put this statement, these statements, all the way back onto our first Mishnah. I'm Rav Yudah B'Chista, V'chein Tani Rav Chia, so said Rav Chia, B'kulan anikor behen, ha'asur lazeh mutar sazeh, and v'achosa kishi yivimto, we had a statement in our Mishnah right here in Chavav that said the one that's us hasur lezeh mutar sazeh, the one that's us, this one is mutar to that one, and the one who's going to be usher to the other one is going to be mutar to this one, and then we also said that that's going on a case of where achosa kishi yivimta, her sister who is her yivama, right, because they fall from two different houses, but now it's achos erva. I'm sorry, it's Sarah Serva, but it's Achosa Sheyivimta. It can either do Chalitza or do Yibam. What does it mean when it says Bekula Nani Kori Behen? Which means all the cases that we had in our Mishnah. We had 15 cases in our Mishnah that we said, that we spoke about, that one is going to pot to the other one. Now he's saying we can apply our teaching here to the Mishnah over there. Now, says the Gemara, there's three ways that we understand this. Remember again that our first Mishnah went through 15 cases, women that end up being Erva's one to the next. One's own daughter, the daughter's daughter, the son's daughter, wife's son's daughter, wife's daughter's daughter. I'm reading a list here. Mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, father-in-law's mother, maternal sister, mother's sister, wife's sister, maternal brother's wife, and the Eish's Achiv Shelo Ba'olamo, the brother that wasn't alive at the time, and the Kalosa, the daughter-in-law. So those are 15 cases known as Ervas. And we're basically coming to say that we can set up the case in our Mishnah using any of those arayos. And we're going to see how much of that really is true, how much it applies. There are three different ways of understanding how much of that Mishnah we're going to apply to our Mishnah. We can come out with a case where you're going to have two sisters, so let's say Rachel and Leah, fall to two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, and each of them is going to have shaychus to one of the brothers the same way that the other one is. So Rachel can be the mother-in-law of, let's say, the mother-in-law of Shimon. Not Shimon. Shimon's dead in our case. It's going to be Levi and Yehuda, Rachel and Leah. Let's say the daughter. Rachel can end up being the daughter of Levi, and Leah could be the daughter of Yehuda in a way that now they're not going to be zakuk to the other one, and then they can switch and swatch and each one marry the opposite one. So that's an example of it. You can put all 15 cases in. So now let's take a look and see how this is. Rabbi Huda Metargim Me'achoso Ve'edach. Rabbi Huda says, no, this doesn't apply of all 15 cases. This only starts from the case of mother-in-law and goes on, not with daughter. You know, the first six cases of one's daughter or daughter's daughter or son's daughter, wife's son's daughter, all those cases, or wife's daughter, those six cases do not apply. It only starts from case number six. Avashita b'dereisha lo, the first six don't apply. My time, why? Kevan debito ba'onsin hu demishkachas la. Kevan, because since debito ba'onsin hu demishkachas la, the first six cases we're talking about is going to come out to be a daughter that came out of onsin, which means that they're not married. But that's the only time we're talking about. So b'nisuin lo mishkachas la, but can't come into a case where they are married. B'nisuin kamar. We know that our Mishnah over here and of Chafaf is only talking about cases of marriage. But onsin lo kamar, but not talking about when they're born out of marriage. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about the case of, let's say, of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon end up having Reuven has a relationship with some lady. It's called Devorah. And Shimon has a relationship with a woman named Devorah. And then each has a kid, right? So Reuven's kid is Rachel. Shimon's kid is Leah. And they are sisters from the mother, but not from the father. So what ends up happening now is that when they each of them go and marry, let's say Reuven's kid marries Levi and Shimon's kid marries Yehuda, that when they end up dying, each of them fall to their sisters, that fall to their fathers, and they can each marry the opposite father. But we know that Amish is only talking about a case of marriage, not when they're not married. Therefore, because if they were married, then it wouldn't have worked like this, because it ends up being... If Reuven was originally married to this woman and then divorced her, Shimon wasn't allowed to marry her in the first place. So therefore, it has to be talking about whether you have this relationship outside of being married. That's what he says. He's not talking about the first six cases. If Abai made argument, afbito. Abai comes in, he says, no. Afbito manusaso. Sorry, even the cases of bito manusaso. And he says, why? Because kevin dash kuche mishkachas la, since we can find a case like this, maybe it's against the law, but you can still find out to be a case that this is going to work. So he says, maybe Mishnah is even talking about cases that are coming from when they were actually married. So he also is going to include those six cases, but there is a case which he's going to now exclude. Aval Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo Lo. You can't bring in a case of Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo. Right? That's the brother that wasn't alive at the time that the Yibum fell into action. Why? Kevin the Libidor of Shimon, who Mishkachas La, since that case can only be found within the world of Shimon, a Libidor Rabbanon Lo Mishkachas La, but it won't work in the world of the Rabbanon, Bepukta Lo Kamari. He's going to say that Rav Chiya's statement, Rav and Rav Chiya's statement, doesn't fit when it comes to, they weren't talking about Machluksim. They're only talking about a case where there were no Machluksim. As we should recall, we said that Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo, according to Chachamim, is going to be only, according to Chachamim, is in both cases. Whether the third brother, say Reuven, ends up dying, and then Reuven dies, so then the wife calls to Shimon, but then Levi comes into the picture. Or Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibam, and then Levi comes to the picture. Either way, according to Chachamim, that's Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo, and Levi's not allowed to ever be with this woman. So if Shimon ends up dying with that woman, he's not allowed to be with her altogether. But according to Rebbe Shimon, he says that the only time it's going to apply, that's going to be an Isser, is if he was born before Shimon actually took the wife. But if he was born after the fact Shimon took it, then he says that he is allowed to go and take it. It's not an Isser of Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo, and that's a machlokas. Therefore, he doesn't want to bring that case into the mix over here. And Rav Safra Metargim, Rav Safra comes on, and he explains. He says, "Af eshes achav shelo haya ba'olamo." That's also in the mix. Umishkachas la b'shisa achen, and we can find it in a case of six brothers. Ve'aliba the Rabbi Shimon in the world of Rabbi Shimon. That is, when Rav Chiya came along and he said his statement that this rule applies to all the cases found in the Mishnah. He says, even by the case of a machlokas, and in the world of Rabbi Shimon, you could find a case where you're going to end up having two sisters falling to two brothers, and they're able to go ahead and still do yibum because there's going to be an erva one to the next of a simanich. The way to remember what the six cases are is meis nolad v'yibim, meis nolad v'yibim. This is great, my friends. I love this case. We actually saw this case already, and we're going to go through it right now. Whew, imagine you have six brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. Now what happens? I got to hold cut for this one. Reuven and Shimon nisuin shtei achoyos. Reuven and Shimon end up marrying two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Levi and Yehuda nisuin shtei nochos. Levi and Yehuda are married to two women that are not their, not sisters, just two random women that are, you know, no, not random, they're very chashava women, but okay, that's the point. And Yisachar and Zevulun are not yet alive. Meis Reuven dies. Nolad Yisachar v'yibin Levi. So what happens is that Reuven ends up dying. Yisachar, in the meantime, is it comes into the picture. He's born. V'yibin Levi. And now Levi does Yibam. Now, Shimon couldn't have done Yibam because it's his achos ishto. So Levi goes and does Yibam. Mace Shimon. Nolad Zvulun v'yibin Yehuda. So Shimon ends up dying, the second brother. And Nolad Zvulun. Zvulun ends up getting born, V'yibim Yehuda, and now Yehuda comes and does a Yibam. Yehuda, who's brother number four, goes ahead and now he marries Shimon's wife, which was the sister of Reuven's ex-wife, who's now married to, former wife, who's now married to Levi. And then what happens is, but first Zvulun's born into the picture. So make Shimon, Nolad Zvulun, V'yibim Yehuda, and he goes and he marries her. Now's where things get wild. Ready? Mesu. Now, Mesu Levi v'Yehuda below Banim. Levi and Yehuda, who were the ones that stepped in and married the original wives of Reuven and Shimon, respectively, they end up dying. V'Naflehu kami Yisachar Zevulun. So now they fall in front of Yisachar and Zevulun. In the world of Rabbi Shimon, who says that the only Isser of Eishes Achav Shalol Ba'alamo is if you were born before the Yibam took place, so now this is what happens. Ha'asur lazeh, mutaris lazeh, the one that's going to be usher to this one is going to be mutter to that one, right? Meaning, Yisachar can't have a relationship with Reuven's original wife, but Zvulun is allowed to have a relationship with her. Ha'asur lazeh, mutaris lazeh. And Zvulun, who's not allowed to have a relationship with Reuven Shimon Hashem, Zvulun is never allowed to be with who was it? Hold on. With Leah, who was Shimon's wife, because he was born into the picture while she was still in the midst of Yibam. But Yisachar is allowed to because he was alive at the time. V'achosa shehi yivimta. You have a case of the one that's us to this one is us to that one. The one that's us to this one is us to that one. Asur Lazeh is going to be mutter to that one. Asur Lazeh is going to be mutter to that one. The Achosa Sheyivimta. Now you can have a case of Eishes Achiv Shalohayu Ba'olamo can go and be involved with that the sister who ends up being the Yavama can either do Chalitza or do Yibam. Because again, Yisachar and Zevulun are going to end up going ahead and being Usher one to the next, but being able to, it's going to be Heter for each of the opposite ones as well. Frak the Gemara, I don't understand. First of all, everything's great. Everything's wonderful. But Lama li Yibim Yehuda? Why do I have to say that Yehuda ended up doing Yibim on Shimon's wife? Remember, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven dies and Shimon, Levi does Yibim. Shimon dies, Yehuda does Yibim. Why do I have to say the case of Yibim in these six brothers' cases? Below Yibim, Yehuda Nami Mishka. Below Yibim, Yehuda Nami Mishka Chazak. You even find the case to work. You know why? Because Zevulun was born after Shimon ended up dying, and therefore that woman is mutter to Zevulun, but it's going to be mutter, it's going to be usher to Zevulun, but it's going to be mutter to Yisachar, who was only born after that, and that's if Yehuda ended up doing Yibam or didn't do Yibam. And Levi's, as we said, is going to end up being usher to Yisachar and mutter to Zevulun, so you don't have the case where they end up doing Yibam. As far as Mishum Tzara, because we know in the Mishnah, in our case, it talks about the case of the Tzaras also, and therefore we wanted to include that Rav Chiya should work also by the case of Tzara, so you have to throw that in. Ha'ati nechzara, that works for Tzara, but our Mishnah also deals with the case, our original Mishnah Daf Beis says Tzara de Tzara. Ma'ikul Mimer, how are you going to get Tzara de Tzara to fall into this case? No problem, you know that'll work. Can go to Hadar v'yabimnu v'yabminhu nami gadva asher. Add in two more brothers, now you have eight brothers into the mix, and you're going to end up with Tzara, and you're going to end up with Tzara's Tzara as well. You want to know how that works? Take a look at Rashi. Spells that nice and beautifully. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.